Now we're going to see how gracious God is to a sinful city. And this is, I suppose, one of the greatest records of a revival. That is what we call a revival, of people turning to God, that there is anywhere, including the Bible. May I say to you, what happened here in Nineveh makes the day of Pentecost look very small, because there were a few thousand there. There were several hundred thousand in the city of Nineveh that turned to God. And this all happened before the church got here. And the greatest revival will take place after the church leaves the earth. You see, God's not just dependent on the church. Today he's calling the people out of every tribe, tongue, and nation. And that's the reason we're trying to get the word out today, is because we believe we're coming to the end of the age, and God wants the word to go out that everyone might hear. But the great revival, the great turning to God, is yet in the future. And this story here of Nineveh is just a small adumbration of that. Now, will you notice, God gives him a commission to arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Now, I'm going to have to stop and say a word about Nineveh being that great city. It was great in wickedness, but geographically, it was a very large city also. Now, we have been told before that this city of Nineveh was a great city. And the last verse of the book of Jonah says, "Should I not spare Nineveh, that great city?" And it was a great city. And the reason is quite obvious now. And it's because they found out, the archaeologists has found out a great deal about this city. Actually, the critic criticized the book of Jonah on many counts, and one of them was the fact that again and again, it says three times in the book of Jonah, Nineveh was the great city, an exceeding great city. Well, they were great in sin, to be sure, but they were also a very large city. And nothing was known about this place until over 100 years ago. In 1845, Layard, the Frenchman, he was really the first one that examined the ruins. He and George Smith excavated the ancient city of Nineveh. Nineveh proper, that is, the tell of Nineveh, was across the Tigris from the modern city of Mosul. And it was built in the shape of a trapezium. That is, it was about 2.5 miles in length and 1.33 miles in breadth. Well, that would make it a pretty good-sized place, but I very frankly would say that that does not meet the demands of the book of Jonah. But you see, Nineveh lies in a plain along the Tigris River, and in fact, it was entirely surrounded by rivers and was very easily fortified. There were several prominent cities in this natural enclosure, and the closure was this: that the Tigris River came along and there ran into it the upper Zab River, and it formed a V-shaped valley between the two rivers, and then across the top of them, the north, there was a range of mountains, and this entire area had natural fortifications, that is, the rivers and also the mountains. And there were three great cities that were built there. Now, Nineveh was up on the Tigris River, and down at the forks of the river, that is where the upper Zab flowed in, there was Calah, or it's called in Scripture ancient Nimrod. And it was 18 miles southeast of Nineveh proper. And it was, as we've said, near the juncture of the river Zab, right where it flows into the Tigris. Now, the city of Calah was 12 miles to the east. on the upper Zab River, as Nineveh was on the Tigris River. And they were all in this natural enclosure here. Now, this entire group of cities were known as Nineveh. Actually, Calah was probably the first city, and then Khorsabad, and then Nineveh. And Nineveh became, therefore, the great city, and all that area was named for it. And it's quite interesting that when you go back to the book of Genesis, to the 10th chapter, verses 11 and 12, you read this. It says, out of that land went forth Asher and builded Nineveh and the city of Rehoboth and Calah and Rezin between Nineveh and Calah. The same is a great city. So that the Word of God all the way through emphasizes the greatness of this city. Now, it's all given the name Nineveh since Nineveh became the capital of it. And one of the ancient writers, Ctesias, he describes Nineveh as a city whose circuit is 480 stadia. This would mean that it was over 27 miles around the city. And that's well to keep in mind now when we see Jonah beginning his ministry in that great city. Now, this gives you some conception of its size. Now, that's always reminded me of Southern California, as we said last time. They call it the Greater Los Angeles area. In it, I think they say now about 27 separate municipalities. They're urban areas. Some of them are not much more than a big shopping area, but some of them are pretty good-sized shopping areas. And we live in one of them here. Pasadena is just about 10 miles by freeway down into downtown Los Angeles. And it's part of this great metropolitan area. Now, you have that same thing that took place in Nineveh in that day. Now, we are told something here that it's a great city. And as we've said before, great in size and great in wickedness. Now, this city was guilty of those same sins that caused God, as we've seen in the other prophets. We saw it in the book of Amos and Hosea, that the reason God destroyed these great cities was, first of all, because of their luxury and sex, gross immorality, and then because of the type of music they had, and then because of drink. There were those that were alcoholics in that day, many of them. Now, that was the same thing that could be said of this city here. Given over to idolatry, brutal, their cruelty and brutality to the enemy is absolutely unspeakable. And this led, of course, to gross immorality in the city. It was a city of wine and women, the bottle and the brothel, sauce and sex. That was the thing that identified the great city of Nineveh. It's into this great city now that this man, Jonah, is called to go and minister.